Good morning. 7:29 a.m. on February the 18th, 2014. Yeah, 7:30. It's almost 50 degrees out here, but it's windy. It's really windy. I thought it was just breezy when I stepped out of the house. Then I got out where the wind could actually blow, and it blows. 17-7 on the first half. Okay, moving along. Probably because I'm dressed for much colder weather, but I'm not dressed for wind, apparently. It's a bit nippy. I had to put my gloves on. I didn't put my hood up. That's probably one of the problems. And I haven't had breakfast. I'm so hungry. Got the kid off school. Came home and did the walk. So, because it was beautiful. It's gorgeous out. There's a bit of cloud. I said clear on the picture. And now they've come around to the backside. There's a bit of cloud down to the southwest. I don't know if it's new cloud. Or I just didn't notice it before. It's possible that it's clouds that's blown in the last 20 minutes. The last 17 minutes. So anyway, yeah, yesterday was markup day and therapy day, and that was largely a pretty horrible day in terms of being able to concentrate, because every time I turned around there was something else that I needed to do instead. But I think I'm halfway through full share now. It's coming together nicely. It's coming along. There are a few contractions that didn't get reset, or a few contractions that were unset. They didn't all get butchered, apparently, in the initial run, or I fixed many of them when I got it ready for ebook. And at any rate, the contractions aren't all bad. There are a few that are kind of awkward that I found. Mostly what I'm finding are sentences that are overly complex, that are way too complicated for what I was trying to say. And they were a bit stilted. So I'm finding a lot of sentences where I'm just circling the sentence with a note, fix this, and moving on, so that the stuff is identified, but not necessarily fixed. So it's moving along nicely. Cousin Jessica has sent me some more chapters. It's coming along well. At the rate she's going, it's going to be Easter before I get the book back, but that's okay. It's okay. The South Coast. And I still need to get two books read. I need to get Cape Grace written before too long. So having South Coast come out just before Cape Grace comes out, that would be pretty cool. And the closer I get to having been caught up with the books that are out, the shorter the turnaround time will be for new books getting into paper. And the shorter the turnaround time will be for getting new books out. So yeah, that's very cool. Still have a lot of reading to do. I've got 5 chapters of Zephyria's Call read, but I've got to finish the book. I think there's, I don't remember now, a good number of chapters that I have not read. But I have to say, it's pretty astonishing to me. It's pretty gratifying to me that the difference between quarter share and full share in terms of the writing, in terms of the construction, is really, I think, really shows some improvement. I'm quite gratified. And compared to the stuff I've done recently, it's still kind of But I'm pleased. I'm quite pleased. So basically what I'm thinking about today is, okay, what am I going to do when I get home? Besides get this posted, I've got to get some breakfast. I've got to feed my head. God. It's been an off-balance day. I woke up at 3 and rolled over and went back to sleep. Woke up at 5:30 and got up feeling not exactly top-notch. I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. A little bit of vertigo, a lot of uncertainty about the middle. Like I'm trying to come down with something and I'm not quite sick, which is a little disconcerting because that's not what I need. Definitely do not need sick. There, see, down in the neighborhood, the wind isn't too strong. In fact, I don't feel any wind on me at all at the moment, so I'm warming up nicely in my jacket. Oh yeah, so the intersection with all the cars. Four cars this morning. Four cars on a three-way stop. What are the odds? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. So what else? What else? What else? What else? Lots of birds around this morning. Lots of little sparrow-like birds flitting about. Also some crows. There's a few starlings here and there. Lots of doves. There were a lot of geese out earlier. They were just about the time the sun crested the horizon. The geese all decided to take off. It was pretty interesting to watch them. I looked at them and thought, dragons. You know, if they had longer tails, they've got the long neck and the sort of, you know, and at a distance, I mean, we're talking a quarter mile away, half a mile away, whatever. So they're a little more than wings and necks. You put a tail on them and they're like dragonettes. Kind of cool. Squint my eyes a little bit and think I'm on Pern or something. I was thinking about Pern this morning as I was driving home from school, dropping a kid off. It was a Pern mush where you could go and become a dragon rider and could have fire lizards. It was kind of cool. It was all role play. It was a mush. As opposed to a mud, which is a game. The other forms are mostly text-based role-playing. They're interesting environments because there's no scoring, there's no game, it's all what can you build, and can you build something that's interesting enough that other people are going to come visit it. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. I spent a lot of years working in muds and moos, mushes, bunk pole, before I got into 3D with a place called Odyssey, and then went to Second Life, and then to Lord of the Rings Online, which is the first real role-playing game, 3D game that I ever was engaged in. And I spent like 5 years there. That was fun. That was interesting. You can only play so far on those games. Then I went to Eve. Eve has been, it'll be 2 years and a couple of months, I think. And Eve has been, occasionally you get to a plateau where the next thing you can do that's interesting is a month away. So you set the training queue and go play Minecraft or something. It's interesting that there are things to do. There are always things to do, but if you do the same thing over and 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 over, then it's like, okay, I just did the same thing over and over again. It's in gamer's term, it's called grinding, and there's a certain amount of grind in every game because there's a certain amount of grind in every environment. I'm grinding out paperbacks. Despite the fact that what I do as a writer is really quite exciting, grinding out paperbacks is not one of those things. So, yeah. Grinding out words is different than grinding out paperbacks, because grinding out words is exploration. It's discovery. It's exciting. You never know where it's going to go. I never know where it's going to go. If you happen to be a plotter, then of course you know exactly where it's going to go. And then it would just be grinding out words. That was the big problem I had with the story I did for Sigma, was that I knew where I had to go. I knew how the story had to end. I knew all the steps in between, and it was far from interesting for me. I think I came up with an interesting story after all, and I think Sigma's going to put it out here any day now, but it'll be out with Lowell Sigler Byline. And he hasn't sent anything back to me yet, so I assume it's okay. And they did pay me for it, so I guess it's a good sign. I have to get those checks in the bank, too. Let's see. What else? Oh, grinding. Yeah, part of every effort is grinding. So part of EVE Online is grinding. That's like you have to spend 20 minutes getting set up in order to do whatever you're going to do. Unless you've left things set up and then you come back in and do it again the next time you come into play. Wow. Walking into the sun. It is quite warm. Oh, there goes the microphone. That'll leave a mark. I'll see if it makes a big mark, I'll erase it and edit that little bit out. So yeah, it's kind of warm. It's actually quite warm. Walking in the sun, there's no wind down in the little valley between the houses. And I've got the full heat of the rising sun baking the front side of my body. Wow. What a difference from previous days where we walked along and shivered the whole way. Where I walked along and shivered the whole way. Yeah, I bet it's 50 degrees now. It was almost 50 when I came out the door. I'll bet it is 50. I was 47 at 5 o'clock, so... That was before the sun came up. So stuff has been melting all night. It's a lot of puddles. Most of the streets are dry and bare almost everywhere. Sidewalks. Only where, like, the south side of the long east-west noisy run up on the main road, that's there's a big, it's a 6-foot fence on the line of trees, line of houses. So there's a lot of shadow. And that stretch of sidewalk is still, there's still got patches of ice on it. So yeah, that's still, it's still kind of treacherous. But for the most part, the paths are now clean, clear, dry. I'm laughing. I'm walking. I'm walking. Walking and talking. My legs are complaining because I haven't had enough food this morning, I think. And I took 10 days off at the beginning of the month, so they're a little bit out of shape. I signed up for a bunch of Balticon panels. Hope I'm going to be able to get into some. I suspect I will. I signed up for a bunch of literary panels as well as new media panels. That should be fun. Ooh, slow. Well, almost 18 minutes. 17:51 on the second mile. That's not too bad. Given that I'm not really pushing very hard. I'm not shooting for a record. Just sort of shooting to get it finished so I can get my breakfast. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.